comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet, thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. And welcome to the weekend. Yippee. It is time to take a little bit of time off for many of you. Some of you, like myself, remember when you used to take time off. But most of the world does get to. And welcome to the weekend. Hope you have a great one. Those of you joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. Now, you do need to know that we have a free weekly newsletter. It is called the K-Files E-Zine, and there are no strings attached. It's truly free. You can unsubscribe anytime you desire to do so. And the way you subscribe is just go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and when you get over there, you're going to see a little button that has red letters on it. It says K-Files E-Zine. Just click that and subscribe, all right? Well, I've gotten a number of emails over the past several weeks wanting to know when are we going to bring back Skype. Now, for those of you who don't know, I think most of you do, but for those of you who don't know, Skype is free software. And you can download it and install it in your computer, and they have both PC and Mac versions of it. And with this software, you can call it virtually anywhere in the world, and certainly you can call from computer to computer, and it's free. Doesn't matter where you are on the planet and where the other person is on the planet, it's free. And so we ran some experiments with it and made it possible for our listeners who live outside of the U.S., outside of Canada, to call in and participate in the show. And it's really good stuff. But we were not able to keep that going, and we ran the experiment and found out what we needed to do in order to make it work. The reason we couldn't keep it going is this. This show requires three computers. Now, I can do the show on one computer. I can do it on one laptop. That's the way the show began, and for the first 6 years, that's the way the show was done. One laptop. Well, I went through a bunch of laptops, but did it with one computer at a time. And we got down to, we were using two computers. We expanded. We got to where we were using two. And there are technological reasons why you really need to do that. And then one of them burned up, just went on the fritz. Well, now we're back to three computers, as we should be. And what happens is Skype, when we were just on one computer and a call would come in on Skype, it was on the same computer that the broadcast was going out on, and it would seize the audio stream. And then I had to click a few things to make it give the audio stream back. So what would happen as you were listening, the show would go dead for 2, 3, 4 seconds, and then it would be back. Well, by separating it and putting it on a different computer, we are able to make it work, and we are going to bring it back starting next week. So that's good news for those of you who live outside of the USA and Canada and you want to call in on Skype. Next week, we're going to have it working again, all right? So we'll look forward to hearing from you. All right, tonight is Open Line Live. We've got several big topics we're going to discuss, and we'll discuss whatever is on your mind, all right? So get your fingers ready to do the dialing, and we'll hear from you in just a moment on the other side of this break. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artist from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Show unique in the galaxy.
And welcome back. There are a lot of things that have hit the news, big stories that have hit the news over this week, and We're going to touch on some of those. I do want to tell you that it is open line, and that means that even though I am bringing these subjects up, that doesn't mean that's what we have to talk about. We can talk about whatever is on your mind, and we'll be glad to do so. The numbers are scrolling across your screen. Our regular number for our regular every night audience, you're not a first-time caller. You've called in before. That's 623-581-5148. And then we've got our first-time caller line open, and that is 623-237-3814. So if you're a first-time caller, use that number. And if you have called in before, use the other number. And the reason for that is we really want to try and get our first-time callers in, all right? And we don't want them to get jammed up in the traffic jam. We want to get them in if we can. All right, on our regular caller line, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Chris, Kevin. I called you last night from out of Beaver Creek, Ohio, and I was asking Dr. Stone, and all of a sudden I got cut off. I didn't know what happened. Everything shut down here. I couldn't get an answer. And maybe you can help me on this, about why the aliens' craft are crashing in the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did answer that. Okay. And the answer he gave was that although they are advanced, they're not infallible. And sometimes simple things like radar can mess up their navigation. And certain types of radar, and he said that's what happened at Roswell.
Okay.
And he said, you know, they're not immortal, and they're not infallible. They make mistakes, and sometimes we deploy some new technology, and it interferes with their navigation.
Now, then hopefully you might be able to answer this. How much further advanced are they in relation to the scientists here on Earth if the little basic things are actually confounding their technology?
Oh, well, look, you know, how much more advanced are we than a microbe and it can kill us?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I think that it's just a difference of the meshing of their technology with our technology. You know, our technology We may be doing things that are totally, completely off their scope, and they're not even considering that because it's been so long, so many millions of years since they've done it. And here's a good example that, where we've even experienced it. Do you remember when the United States invaded Panama and went after General Noriega?
Right.
And do you remember that he was evading their attempts to capture him, and the way he was doing it was they were using radio technology that they had basically got from Radio Shack?
Right.
Yeah, so they were scanning all these frequencies they thought he would be on. He just wasn't there. He was using different technology.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, I can see that. But do you understand? You know how it's really, I don't want to say it's confusing, but I'm thinking, gosh, with the spacecraft, if it does, you know, if these crafts are crashing, and yet a lot of this material is almost indestructible. How is it that we're getting pieces of these craft?
Well, it would be indestructible by our own technology. But let's say that what we have, they run across some beam of some test that we're doing, and they haven't even considered that's going to pose a problem, and it disrupts the reactor in their propulsion system, and the thing blows up. Their technology can destroy their ship.
Okay.
I'm just using supposition, but I mean, we run into that sort of thing where our own technology gets used against us. Take 911, for instance. Whether or not you buy the official story of 911, let's assume for the sake of argument that it's true.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then what happened was low-tech technology that we use every day, and that would be our aircraft, were used to do something that we thought was not possible. We had never even considered that something like that could happen.
Right.
And of course, now it's in our catalog of things to consider now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they run into the same kind of events. It's just not in their catalog of things that they would consider. And then once it happens, then it's in their catalog.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he actually, you know, were a lot of the ETs, were they, you know, all gentle, or some of them? I mean, I can understand if some, like, you know, our own population, some are good people, some are bad people. Did he allude to that also as far as the ETs? There's a lot of...
Yeah, he didn't run into any hostiles. However, he did talk about one that was being held in captivity, but as they said, he was the guest of the American government.
Mm.
And Sergeant Stone said when he walked into the room, the ET communicated to him that he was afraid. And Sergeant Stone said, well, can't your people come get you? And he said, yes, they're coming. And he said, but with me being held here, and this is my paraphrase of it, I can't remember the exact words, but with me being held here, it may mean the loss of the lives of some of your people.
Wow.
Okay. I don't think that we could expect intelligent races are really going to be all that different from us. I mean, they may look different, but they're not going to be all that different from us. You know, if you shoot at them, I think they're going to defend themselves.
Sure.
And, you know, if you do things that they consider to be hostile, they're going to do things to repel it.
Right. You know, he was so intriguing listening to him. And then, like I said, when I was talking to him, my phone went off. I couldn't hear nothing, even on the computer or anything. It just went completely blank. and I was really excited about his answer, you know, and I didn't get to hear any of that. So
it may come as no surprise to you. I've received several emails today from people who said that they were experiencing, you know, the audio would drop out, the video would drop out. They were having problems with it. There were no problems here or at the server, but we were being disrupted out there by some technology.
Okay. And one last thing before I get off is, are you going to have in the future someone that's real knowledgeable about the way this Earth shifting is, and the way the sun, I've noticed the sun rising more north in the, you know, the northeast, and setting more so in the northwest, and it just, you know, the sun's not coming in my bedroom like it used to for the last 15 years. I'm not even getting any sunlight in my bedroom where it faces dead east. And it's just amazing that, you know, nothing's being said about it.
Well, we've asked that question. In fact, I believe you called in and asked a guest that question right. on one show. And nobody really has been able to address that. That's something that it seems that so far none of these experts have really looked into.
Yeah. Well, hopefully somebody, you know, won't be afraid, like Dr. Stone coming on last night and, you know, just pouring out everything so people can, you know, understand what's going on here. So, but well, I'm glad you filled me in on everything on that, Kevin, and always enjoy your show every night. And one thing I have noticed is how nice your callers are also when they talk to you. A lot of times you'll talk to a talk show host and you got some of the callers are really rude and mean and everything. But I think everybody that is listening to you, they're actually truth seekers and they're wanting to know what is actually going on that is being kept from us. And, you know, you're one of these lines that help us. So I just wanted to thank you and keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate that. And let me comment quickly on what you just said about our audience. And thanks for the call. It is true. Our audience is, I think, a very special group. And here on this show, for the most part, it's like a big family. We sort of get to know each other through the show and email and through our chat room. You know, it sort of gets to be like a big family. Now, we have had, from time to time, some people that thought that maybe disrupting things would be the way to go. And some of you will remember we had that a few weeks ago, and I simply stated what they needed to know, which is I've spent most of my adult career in law enforcement putting people like that in jail. And if they think I don't have the means to track that call down, they're wrong. I can push a couple of buttons here, and it tracks it down right now. And I said, you need to look in the front of your telephone book where it lists for you the federal crime of misuse and abuse of the telephone. You can go to prison for that, and you can get up to a $10,000 fine. After I mentioned that, things quieted down again. I don't mind people calling to disagree. That's fine. And you can disagree vociferously. That's fine. But those idiot calls, we don't do. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, it's me, Ron, again. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
Okay. Listen, I was watching, because you mentioned last night about the Bigfoot in Georgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching Fox again, because I always like to see what these guys say. And it's got that young guy. I don't know what his name is. But first time, because I was home all day. First time at 1 o'clock, round 1, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they said, here's a guy from Georgia talking about Bigfoot. We don't have any pictures. You know, we don't have any pictures, so we're going to switch to something else. And didn't even show basically what the guy was saying from Georgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then at 4 o'clock, they had pictures.
Yeah.
And they were showing the guy what he was saying, and they showed, I think they showed the teeth, the tongue one. I had a picture of that. And then it had the one with the where the Bigfoot's in the I guess it's like an ice box, whatever it is.
All right, I'm putting that up on the screen right now.
Great. And he says, well, here we go. Looks like a monkey suit to me in an ice box. And see, what bothers me about this whole thing, okay, is that whether it's real or whether it's not real, I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards it being real right now, but these guys don't understand anything. The giant squid wasn't really discovered until 1936. People talked about it. People saw it, okay? But it wasn't really proven, okay? And then they had things, you know, washing up on shore, different types of animals that they don't know what they are. They did find that fish that was supposed to be long gone a million years ago off of Africa. So why can't these people on Fox realize that some things like this can still exist?
Okay? Well, journalists these days are really not paid to think and not actually trained to think. They're trained to spout the party line. And, I mean, you have to realize, people hear me say this, look, Ryan, every time I say what I'm about to say, I'm going to get email from around the country from a few, not many, but a few, that will scorch me for what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
All right, now here it is. When you look at the major media in this country, you have to divide it by 10 to get down anywhere near a kernel of truth. And, you know, you just have to realize it is that way. It's going to be that way. And they don't, they're just not out there after the truth anymore. Now, the reporters on the ground generally are, but I've watched it happen. I've watched them file reports that were factual, and then I've watched those reports as they came out over the news at night, having been heavily edited and not even resembling what actually took place. When I was in Kosovo, I was in situations where the news media was there, and we were in a situation. I watched it happen. I watched it develop. I know firsthand what happened. And then I would watch the news at night. We had satellite TV, and I would watch the news from America where they would report on that event, and what they reported didn't resemble what took place.
Yeah, yeah. I believe you. I mean, I'm a believer that even if, like people say, well, you know, if we saw a UFO crash in a big city, we would know. And that's not really true, because what would happen is, if a UFO crashed, and you might have pictures of it, you might have NBC down there, the Air Force would come in and say, well, that's just a new prototype that we're trying, even if it was an alien craft from out of this world. So it would be covered up, you know. And I have a feeling with this Bigfoot story, if it's even real, it shows blood tests, I think it's just going to be forgotten.
Well, are you looking at your computer right now?
Yeah, I am. I have it off because you're talking, but...
Okay, well, on the screen, I'm putting a picture of Tom Biscardi, and this is from the press conference today, and he's holding up a picture of this Bigfoot's, or this creature's mouth. It shows the teeth.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
That looks real to me.
Well, here's the deal. Tom Biscardi has put his reputation on the line here, and he has said in front of the press, I have seen this body, I have touched it, I have smelled it, this is real. Now, that doesn't mean that he's saying this is Bigfoot, but he's saying it is a real creature, it is a real body, this is not a monkey suit. In fact, he said that.
Okay.
He said it's not a mask on a bear skin.
Okay,
he said this is a real body.
Right.
It is 7 feet 7 inches tall. It weighs over 500 pounds. From the palm of the hand to the tip of the middle finger is 11 inches, 11 and 3/4 inches. The feet are something like 16 inches long. I mean, you know, he's gone into detail here. He's put his reputation on the line, and because of that, I'm willing to back off and say there is a real body. I don't know what it is, but there is a real body involved here, and This is not a hoax.
Yeah, but see, I believe you too. That's why I believe this is kind of real, because I heard he was a really good scientist and everything. I mean, a good Bigfoot person.
Yeah, he is called the Bigfoot Hunter.
But evolutionists, if this comes out real, you know what evolutionists are going to say? That's the missing link.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't believe in evolution, but I'm just telling you, you know, I mean, that's what they're going to say. I don't know what else is going to change in science, but it'll probably change some things.
Well, I'll tell you this, they're never going to find the missing link to us, and the reason they're not is because the Human Genome Project has discovered and has said that we have 223 genes that have no evolutionary precursors. That means they're not from here.
Wow, that's something else.
223 genes that aren't related to anything else on this planet. So, there's no missing link.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, it's Open Line Live, and we will gladly accept your calls. The telephone lines are open. And since we jumped into this Bigfoot thing, I've shown you the photographs. Let me say that someone may say, oh, it's, you know, after they do the DNA testing, oh, it's not a Bigfoot, it's an ape. Okay. If it's an ape, okay. We don't know what a Bigfoot is. We just know it's there. It's got big feet, too. We'll be back right after this break.
Seems like the one here really smile. And I am feeling happy now for just being alive. For the first time in my life since I was really young.
You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show, or watching The Kevin Smith Show, and I am your host, Kevin Smith. It's Open Line Live tonight. We're inviting all of our regular listeners, our regular audience, to give us a call on the standard line that we always call in on, 623-581-5148. First-time callers can give us a call at 623-237-3814. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Trey in Atlanta.
Hi, Trey.
Hey, look, I've got to give you an update. I know the sports talk guy again. I missed most of the show, but I turned it on, I don't know, 5 minutes left in the second hour.
Which show is that?
This is, if you want me to tell you the name, it's a sports talk show. It's on ESPN Radio. It's called the Herd. Well, it's Colin Cowherd is his name.
All right.
And he's different. He doesn't just do sports. He goes off on other subjects, too. Just his opinion. He's kind of one of those guys that, you know, he's learned everything, so he's done learning.
Okay.
He's finished everything out. But anyway, I just turned it to it, and I heard him say the statement, there's no way that Bigfoot could exist. That's ridiculous. He said, in the age of cell phones and the Internet, you know, and then he went on and said a few other things, and I thought to myself, what in the world would Bigfoot need with a cell phone and the Internet? I can't think of anything he'd need. And, you know, I think that's, you know, the mindset thinking, well, there's no wilderness left for him to survive in. We've taken over everything, which is
hogwash.
Yeah, it's like the guy who said, well, no matter where you are, you're always a mile from the road. But that is factually incorrect.
85% of the United States of America is uninhabited.
Exactly. So there's no roads there, especially within a mile.
There are vast areas of this state that I'm sitting in right here, Arizona, vast areas where no human foot has walked in over a century or more. And there are even more vast areas of the northwest forest land and mountains where, as far as we know, no human foot has ever stepped. And the only photographs we have of those areas are from satellites.
Well, my dad said something earlier. He said, well, you're not going to find one unless you go to where they are and go deep. And if you said this is one of those, you know, unexplored places, well, then you know, this is probably where we would find it. And there's probably going to be some people that say, well, this is a setup. It's part of disclosure. And it might be, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. Let me just run down a list of big news items that hit the news this week, all right? There's the Bigfoot thing. That's one. And then there's a big article that came out within the past 24 hours about helium-3 mining on the moon. Now, we told you about that. I started talking about that almost 2 years ago when I said, what's this new space race about? Why is everyone intent on getting to the moon? And then a year ago, we started talking about helium-3 on the moon. But it hit the mainstream major media this week. Also, big article, MIT has had a huge breakthrough. That's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, had a big breakthrough in solar technology. And they've been able to replicate the way plants store energy, and they say it will revolutionize the solar energy industry and could make us energy independent. Another big article this week, big breakthrough in invisibility technology. They've developed now a substance where they put it on something and it causes the light rays to bend around it, and so you don't see it, you see what's behind it. Okay, now they've been talking about hoping to be able to do that. They have now developed it. All right, another big article that hit is there's a professor down at Baylor University in Texas that has figured out a way to have faster than light travel by using the energy of dark matter. All right? Another big article hit the same day this week. Another professor has figured out, he presented this back in February at a conference, but the article hit this week. I find that interesting. How to envelop whatever is in a faster-than-light spaceship, how to envelop that in anti-gravity inside it so it doesn't just get smashed as the thing is traveling faster than light and changes its course.
Well, okay, that's a long list of stuff, and there's probably a lot more. The only one thing I will say in that list is that the timing-wise, I saw this about a year and a half or 2 years ago. Now, I don't know if this was a hoax. It might have been. But it was a website that showed a picture of a Japanese guy. This was in Japan. It was acting like, you know, they had come up with it or something. And he had on a shirt, and you could see right through him. And it was, you know, a shirt.
Well, I have that video.
Okay.
And if I can find it during the next commercial break, I'll play it so people can see it.
Let me mention one thing, Kevin, about the weight of this thing. Think about it. If it's 500 pounds, what could they have possibly stuffed it with to make it 500 pounds? Rocks, bricks, cement? We're going to find that. You're going to fill it full of beef? Are you going to fit 500 pounds of beef in a Bigfoot? I don't know. It's got to be real, Kevin. This has got to be legit. I mean, you know.
Well, I think it is legit because Tom Biscardi says so.
Yeah.
And, you know, he stood up in front of the press and he said, you know, I know some of you are skeptical, but I've seen the body. And he said, we've invited, he named a reporter, to go with us. And next week, he said, we will have assembled our scientific team. And I've invited this reporter from Fox News to be there. And, you know, we're going to make it where, you know, she can see the body. She can touch it. She will smell it. She can satisfy herself as to whether this is real or not.
Well, it sounds like something for us some people out there who are scared of this. I mean, the Bigfoot, the body, they've always said, well, we want to see a body.
Yeah.
So this is just for the skeptics, but...
Well, yeah, and now that there is a body, look at their reaction. See, and here's the deal. Whenever you've got people who are professional unbelievers, okay, they're as religious about it as professional believers are.
Amen.
So no matter what evidence you present, they will have another objection.
Well, they're getting dragged kicking and screaming, and maybe this is just the next step for disclosure of more things. Because think about it. If we can get used to a Bigfoot, that's something to start us out on. It's something that looks familiar to us because, you know, some people would think it's a gorilla, right?
Yeah.
And then they can move us on to weirder things.
Well, it may be a gorilla. And like I said, it may be some species of giant ape that we just didn't know existed. And so what? Okay, if it is, it is.
Yeah, no one's ever said it was something magical and mysterious.
Right.
They just always assume that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks, what do you think about it all? What do you think about that long list of huge, huge stories that have hit us in a week? I think it is a pattern, like Trey said, it is a pattern of disclosure. I think so. It's pretty exciting stuff. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello there, Kevin.
Hi.
This is Tony from Oklahoma.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in. Things are okay.
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
This thing with Tom Biscardi.
Yeah.
He is just a jerk.
All right, now why do you say he's a jerk?
Anything he says or comes out with or is involved with, you can just throw it in the garbage. He's just a moron.
Yeah, okay. I understand you feel that way about him, but why? The rest of us don't know why.
He was involved in something roughly about 2 years ago where he said that they had captured a Bigfoot in Oklahoma, somewhere in Oklahoma, and it was being held there. He was on coast to coast, he was on some other show, I can't remember the name now, some guy in Canada. They call him the Canada's Art Bell.
All right.
I don't remember his name. And he was on that show and talked about it for a couple of weeks, and it all turned out to be garbage. And the guy in Canada said, he more or less hung up on him, said, look, this is all baloney. You've been playing with us this for 2 weeks now, and you come up to this, and it's supposed to be, put up or shut up, and nothing's there. You are banned from this show. You will never be on this show again. And I believe George Norrie also had it out with him. And anything he says is just garbage.
Here's the deal. He addressed that in the press conference today. He said that, he was at the time telling what he had been told, and that he had not seen that body or had not seen that Bigfoot yet. And when he got out there, it turned out to be baloney, and that he blew the whistle on it himself. And but he says that, he has seen this body and that it does exist and that it is real. And he's opening it to the press and his scientific team that he's putting together. So I think what we need to do is back off and say, okay, well, let's see. And if this turns out to be baloney, then Tom Biscardi is through.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to be gone. This will be the last time you'll be able to play any games.
But here's something else to think about. Here's something else to think about. One of these guys is a police officer. He is on administrative leave, recovering from having taken a bullet.
Right.
His reputation and his career are definitely on the line here. And if this is a hoax, this guy is through being a cop. And you know why? Even though it's not related directly to police work, he could never, ever testify in court again. No one would believe him. And he's finished as a cop. Absolutely finished, finito, done. Stick a fork in him, he's finished. He's done. If this turns out to be a hoax.
I understand that, and I agree with all that. I understand that that's the way things are, but if you look at that picture, I looked at that picture when it first came out, and there's just something wrong with that fur. And then when somebody mentioned it's some monkey suit, a costume, a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
I looked at that fur and I said, that's what's so funky about that.
All right. Now, are you willing, if this turns out to be true, are you willing to come back on this show and eat crow as publicly as you've dished it out to Tom Biscardi?
Of course, definitely.
All right. If it turns out to be true, I'm going to serve up a big platter of crow for you.
And I'll eat it. I'm perfectly willing to admit when I'm wrong, and if Tom Biscardi is right this time, kudos to him. But I think he's an idiot.
All right.
And
fair enough.
One more thing.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this press conference for most of this week. And why didn't they produce the body? I mean, they've been talking about it for a week. They should have rolled out the damn body today. Look, this is a bunch of...
I think actually that is a very valid criticism of this press conference. I think the question is, if you're going to call us in and tell us that it's real, show us that it's real. And why didn't you show us that it's real? So, but they say they're going to do that on this next week. I think Monday, when they get their science team there to do the autopsy. And they're going to have the press there at that time. Hey, we're into a break, Tony. Thanks for the call. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this. Kevin Smith here. Do you have your Kevin Smith Show t-shirt yet? No? Well, let today be the day you step into the world of galactic fashion. Visit the Kevin Smith Show online store and get yours today. All right, we are back. You're listening to the Kevin Smith Show, and I am your host, Kevin Smith. It is Open Line Live here at the beginning of this wonderful weekend. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. And the telephone numbers to call are on the screen, 623-581-5148. Or if you are a first-time caller, you can call us at 623-237-3814. If you can't remember those numbers, just watch your screen. They are scrolling across the bottom of the screen. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don.
Hello, Don. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Outstanding.
Okay. Tony mentioned that was the last I called. I've been having my system cut in and cut out. But he mentioned, or you mentioned to him, are you willing to come back on this show and eat crow?
Yeah. If it turns out to be true.
Are you willing to eat crow if it turns out to be a hoax?
No, because I'm not promoting it.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is this guy, Tom Biscardi, has put his reputation on the line. This cop has put his reputation on the line. And so I'm persuaded at this point that there is a body.
Did you read the story that I sent you the link to?
I got in late, and I have not read my... I read two emails, is
okay,
all.
Okay, these guys started right out with a hoax and everybody, with a phony video. He had supposedly some fake scientist fly in, and he met at the airport that this deputy, it turned out to be his own brother. And
yeah, but is he a scientist?
Pardon me?
But is his brother a scientist?
No, he's not.
Okay.
That's what I mean. His brother is not a scientist. Mm-hmm. And it was just a phony video. And why would they do that? You know, if they're trying to present something and get people to believe them, you know, they started right out with a hoax, right up front, and they were nailed on it.
Well, I don't know, and I don't defend it. If they did that, that is stupid.
Well,
and I would say at this point, if they've done that, and I don't doubt you, but assuming they've done that, this cop's career is over.
Well, when you get time after the show, go to that link I provided earlier in the day and watch the video. It's there. There's two videos. There's the hoax video, then there's the video a few days later. They're admitting to it, and they act like it was a big joke.
Well, what do you think about the fact that Tom Biscardi's putting his reputation on the line?
I don't know. You know, at this point, you know, I have not caught the press conference today, and so I can't say anything about that. But at this point, when these guys up front start this whole thing out with hoax, I cannot believe it. At this
okay,
point,
well, but now they're saying they're going to bring the press to the body and let them videotape as the autopsy is done.
Well, I hope so, because at this point they're jerking everybody around. They seem like just a couple cranksters to me that are jerking people around.
Well, I think it's too. I think it's way too soon for us to say.
It's not, because the video I told you it was a complete hoax. So
they did that, but that doesn't mean that there's no body.
I have no
defense for or explanation for them doing that.
Totally destroy their credibility.
Not at all. Not at all. If there's a body.
Well, if there's a body, we'll see. Okay.
You know, if there's a body. Now, if there is a body, then you just have to look at that prank as being absolutely stupid, you know, but dumb. And why would you do it? But if there is a body, then there is a body. And so, I think we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, you know me. I'm open to anything, and I will remain open-minded until this is all done with. But at this point, you know, I'm very, very cautious, and I'm kind of leaning towards these guys as being, you know, trying to put something over on somebody. For whatever reason, I have no idea at this point, but
yeah.
That's the way it's coming across.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's supposed to happen this next week, and the press is supposed to be able to be there and see the body and watch the autopsy, and, you know, if that happens, then their credibility is established.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Their credibility has been established since they were caught on the, you know, hoaxing the first video.
Nah, the hoaxing the first video means nothing if there's a body.
Okay.
That's like, you know, somebody tells you, you know, four or five lies, they're witnesses to a murder. They tell you four or five lies and then finally lead you to the body. Okay, the four or five lies, don't know why they did it, but here's the body.
Okay, well, anyway, so, after the show, you get time, go there and watch that video.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do what you think, and like I said, there's two videos there. There's the one where they're hoaxing the whole situation. He's pretending his brother is the scientist that just came in on the airport.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right. All right, on our first-time caller line, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name is DeAndre, and I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Outstanding, DeAndre. Now, I don't know if you know this, but every time someone calls us for the first time, they get some applause, so let's do that for you here. All right, here we go. All right, what's on your mind this evening?
I was calling, and I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on the Soul Catcher microchip 2025?
Man, you're gonna have to bring me up to speed on that. Well, I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, supposedly it's a microchip that they're manufacturing over in somewhere over in England,
uh-huh.
And it's manufactured by a company called British Telecom.
All right.
And it's supposed to be implanted behind the eye, right in front of the skull, to be able to capture and record all your thoughts, emotions, and everything, memory. And it's called Soul Catcher 2025. It's supposed to be up and running by the year 2025. And I just want to know if you had any thoughts or if anyone had spoke to you about
it. I'm quite honest when I tell you I had not heard of that. I didn't know about it. But I will check into that, and as a matter of fact, let me make a note of that. Soul Catcher 2025. All right. I'll check into that. That would be a great show.
Yeah, because I was watching television maybe 25, 30 minutes ago, and they were talking about it. A gentleman was talking about it.
Wow, I didn't know that. But I will tell you this. The U.S. Army the U.S. military has spent $4 million in a grant to study technology for reading your thoughts. And that's in the news. That's in the news today.
Yeah, and that's pretty, I think that's pretty much a link of the chip that they're already trying to implant in people.
Wow.
Are
you going to get a chip?
Yeah, a chip. Oh, no. I'm fighting all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. DeAndre, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Oh, thank you for listening.
All right, now let me ask you this. How long have you been listening to the Kevin Smith Show? Is this your first time?
I've listened to it a couple of times when you were talking about the alien agenda and other subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But I just saw this on the news, and I was on the internet, and I was like, well, I'm going to call into the Kevin Smith Show and see if, you know, if he have any information or if he talked to anyone that has any information about this chip.
No, it's the first time I heard about it, but I will get on it. We'll see if we can put a show together for it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jason, and I'm calling from Macon, Georgia.
Hello, Jason.
Hi there. I was just going to comment on what that last caller said about the guys hoax in the video. They explained that in the press conference, saying that they had death threats on their lives, and one of them even had to move out of their house. So they said that after they put the hoax videos on, that it did get a lot of people to quit, to, you know, leave them alone, quit bothering them. because people were like, okay, well, it's a hoax, so, you know, we're gonna leave them alone now. So that they did explain why they had that hoax video out there.
Did you buy the explanation?
It seems like the guys were, you know, pretty right on answering the questions. You know, if they were lying, it seems like they would have been stumbling over it and everything. So, I mean, I watched the whole press conference, and I mean, their answers were right on. You know, they weren't like stumbling over and.
Well, you know, now I'm going to be honest with you about, well, I'm always honest, but I'm just going to shoot straight now about the death threats. I find that difficult to believe. Why would anybody threaten to kill you because you've got a Bigfoot body?
Well, they're obviously going to try to make some money off of it. So if they do have a body, then maybe the other person that's crazier than they are might try to steal the body and make their own money off of it.
I don't know.
A lot of money to be made off of this thing if it's real. So.
I hear people say that sometime every week, I hear someone say that they've had death threats because they talk about UFOs. I talk about them every night. Yeah. Nobody's ever threatened me.
Well, I mean,
you know,
if that was the case, I've never been threatened, and I talk about it a lot too. I try to turn everybody onto your show.
Well, man, I appreciate it.
I've got a ton of friends that are listening now just because.
Listen, I hate to do it. We're into a break, and it's going to cut our mics. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Deeper, for such an across the world, 'cause I
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. Welcome back. It's the Kevin Smith Show, and I am your host, Kevin Smith. And it is Open Line Live. The telephone lines are open. You may have noticed that during the breaks, we don't answer the phone. And the reason for that, for those of you who are new to the show, is because every time I do, and I put somebody on hold, they go away during the break. And then when we try to bring them on the air, we get that beep, beep, beep sound. And it knocks other people out of the opportunity to get on. So we don't answer during the breaks. The first-time caller line is 623-237-3814. It's scrolling across your screen right now. 623-237-3814. If you're a first-time caller, you should be able to get through easily and quickly on that line. Everyone else, use the regular telephone line that we use every night, 623-581-5148. Yeah, the deal with this, with Biscardi, my position on this with Biscardi and this Bigfoot body is that at this point, he stood up and said, I saw the body, I touched it, I could smell it, it's real. That plus you have a police officer saying it's real, and his career is on the line if this is a hoax. His career is toast. It's finished. He'll never, ever be able to serve as a police officer anywhere if this thing is shown to be a hoax. So based on that and based on the fact that Biscardi says he's going to allow the press to see the body, when he has his scientific team there and they start the autopsy, next week, he is going to allow the press to be there and to witness it. Now, based on that, I'm willing to say right now, at this point, I think there's a body. Now, what if it gets, all squirreled around and next week they say, oh, we can't do it, somebody stole the body. The cop is toast. Biscardi is toast. Nobody in America is going to listen to Biscardi ever again. And the cop is toast. He'll never be a cop anywhere again. He's finished. But right now, I mean, they've put everything on the line, and I'm willing to go with it and say, okay, I think maybe there's probably a body there. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
Hey, Kevin. I agree with you. I'm going to sit back and wait till sometime mid next week before I make a decision on this Bigfoot thing.
Well, yeah. It's way too soon to be deciding it's real or it's not real.
Yeah.
I think there's a body. Now, if it turns out to be the body of a black bear or something like that, then okay, that's a hoax too.
Yeah.
I think there's a body, I think it's way too early to be deciding whether we believe in Bigfoot. I don't believe in anything, and I think it's dangerous for people to believe in it or to believe now that it's a hoax. It may be a hoax. It may turn out that those people who are believing that it's a hoax, it may turn out that they're right. But it's way too early for logical thinking to make a determination on that yet.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I'm just going to throw this something else in here. It wasn't on your list of stories, but I saw this somewhere on the Internet. They have actually created a chip that will let a rat control a robot.
Really?
Yeah.
What would a rat do with a robot?
Yeah, I'm not looking at the rat. I'm looking at brain injuries.
Ah.
Because like I said, I have one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they could do that, can you imagine what that would do for people with MS?
Yeah, you know, if you had that chip, and if you have MS, which of course means you've lost, you either have lost or you are losing motor skills.
Mm-hmm.
You could control, for instance, a chair. You know, one of those electric wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, motorized wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Now, my mother lives in a retirement community. There is a lady, a friend of hers, who has MS. She does have one of those chairs, but she's gotten to the point where even that is a chore for her to control it.
Yeah.
And, oh, that'd be wonderful if you could control it, you know, just by thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Now, see, that brings up the whole discussion of the transhumanist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're saying, you know, that we will all become, eventually, cyborgs.
Part man, part machine, yeah.
But something like that, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, me either.
I think that's, you know, you've got a medical reason. I would view that like a pacemaker or something, you know, of that on that order, that it's a medical device. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I do too.
And you saw that today? Where?
I don't know if I saw it today. I saw it on the internet sometime this week.
I'll have to check on that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Oh yeah, you know, now I'm really opposed to this chip technology, you know, where they're going to implant you with a chip and then be able to track you, and you'll do all your banking with the chip and all of that stuff. Of course, it is prophesied, it is foreseen by several prophets, but including the book of Revelation in the Bible. I just don't want a chip in me that allows people to track everything I think and do. There is no freedom then. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Dave from Michigan.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
These guys in Georgia with this body, this supposed body here, you know, I just, you're right. You know, you can't really judge anything till it comes out, but a cop would be toast. But the thing is, Tom Biscardi's been caught in so many lies and deceptions. I mean, I don't think you'll find one person in the Bigfoot community that trusts him or believes in anything he's ever said or done. Why these guys would pick him, you know, to...
Oh, probably because he's a big name.
It could be, I guess. But I don't know. It's you look at it, and the pictures kind of look real. The face kind of looks a little fake to me, but... That's the only thing that bothers me about the whole thing is him being involved with it. But I hope it is. I hope it is a real body. You know, it would finally maybe get some people, you know, thinking about stuff. And you know, because there's so many people. You know, it doesn't matter. You could have to have a live one in a cage to get the people that don't believe in it.
Yeah, you know. Now let me tell you this: if today had if the information and the pictures, if that's all we were going to get, I would say, okay, yeah, well, it's another hoax. But because of the fact that he says, we're going to have a scientific team there, they're going to do an autopsy, the press can be there, you know, we've invited this television news person to be there. She can touch it, she can see it. Because they're offering further evidence and not just photographic evidence, we're actually going to let members of the press see the body. Then I have to back off and say, you know, you make an offer like that, there better be a body.
Well, yeah, that plus, you know, that's what makes me wonder about it, because they waited so long. You know, it's supposedly been in a freezer, what, since June, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I couldn't keep that a secret that long. I mean, I'd be wanting to show everybody. I mean, I don't know. You're right. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to...
Well, what will be your response if they all show up, they open up the freezer, and boom, there's nothing there, and they go, oh, my God, somebody stole it. What's going to be your response to that?
My response is going to be, well, I figured, you know, I kind of thought, you know, with Biscardi behind it, you know, that's in my mind, but I want it to be real. I want it to be, you know, I want it to be... you know, so these things can be studied the right way. You know, scientists just go, ha, 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 yeah, right, you know.
I don't want it to be real, and I don't want it to not be real. I'm sitting here saying, well, let's see. I at this point, because of what's been offered and because of what's at stake, especially for this cop, okay, I'm telling you, if this cop is caught in a hoax here, he's toast.
Yeah,
he's got no career anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
And because they've put all that on the line, I'm pretty much persuaded there's a body. But I mean, if there's not, there's not, and you know, we'll see. The only thing, I'll tell you, the only thing, David, that I would think that would push me towards saying I want it to be real is Dr. Jeff Meldrum.
That's it.
Dr. Jeff Meldrum.
Yeah, Meldrum.
He has been under attack.
Sure has.
At his own university from a couple of nitwits.
He's an outcast.
Well, there's a couple of nitwits over there that need to have to resign, and this would do it.
This would do it. You know, you got the, what's the guy that does the fingerprint analysis? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, down in Texas.
Yeah. You know, these guys are criminalists. I mean, they're that's what they do for their job. I mean, they're if they're not, if their credibility is washed up, they're done. And he comes out and says, this is nobody could fake this, these footprints and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Latent prints and stuff, I guess is what they call it. But that's why I want to, that's why I want it to be true, just for the fact that I believe in it. And you know, people have put their reputations on the line, you know, saying that it's definitely out there, and Meldrum's one of them. I mean,
yeah, and of course, all he said is there's something out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's the evidence that he's collected in the wild says that there is a big creature out there. He doesn't know what it is, but there's something. But yeah, this would staple the lips of these nitwits that have been after Meldrum.
Yeah.
But you know, again. Either it's real or it's not, and what is, and I think, you know, from what this cop is putting on the line, I'm pretty much persuaded there's got to be a body. But, you know, if there's not, well, he's the one that has to face the music.
Yeah, well, I hope they just ain't, you know, they're not just doing this to appease Biscardi like he's talked them into doing something now they can't get out of. I hope it's not that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the way this story played out is they gave an interview, and in the interview, they were asked by the interviewer, can we go see the body? And, you know, I can't imagine that they had all this planned out, that the interviewer would ask that question, and that their response then would be, no, the only person we'll allow to see it right now would be the real Bigfoot hunter, Tom Biscardi.
All right.
I mean, that just all kind of happened spontaneously during an interview. And but again, anything's possible. It could be a hoax. If it is a hoax, these guys are toast.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Kevin, thanks for all you do. Appreciate the show.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye.
All right. All right, open line tonight. The telephone line is open. Both lines are open. If you have something that's on your mind that you would like to comment upon, or you have a question you'd like to ask, it's open line. 623-581-5148. Or if you're a first-time caller, You can call us on a special line tonight. It is 623-237-3814. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
Outstanding.
Good, good. You make such a good point with Biscardi putting his reputation on the line for this whole thing. And that was one thing I noticed about the press conference that he did is those gentlemen said they've completely released the body to him. It's 100% in his care right now. He's securing it at a certain location, and he's, like, taking responsibility for the whole thing. And now, if it is a hoax, it is. It's all on his shoulders. But those guys seem so kind of just good old boy genuine about the whole thing. And I do kind of see where the fake the YouTube thing, because the chain of events was that they found this thing in June. They stumbled across it, you know, and they showed some of their friends, and they just did not believe them that this was what it was. They kept saying it was just a joke or it had to be something else or... You know, and then word started getting out that they had this, and they, in their own words, they said some of the Bigfoot psychos were, like, stalking them and calling their house and telling them, you know, that they shouldn't have, like, hunted it, even though they didn't hunt it, or felt that they were threatening to the species or something, and that they actually had to have cars show up outside their house, you know, waiting for these guys to get home because they thought the body might be in the house somewhere. So, you know, and they said they did the whole thing to make it like a hoax, so people would back off. But in reality, like you said, if you've got a body, even the hoax video isn't a hoax.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the deal. The story, that part of the story I have problems with. I get threatening email from people from time to time. I've had people threaten because they just don't like my show or whatever. And I used to be an international cop, and I have received threatening email because I was an international cop. And I have had threatening email about 4 years ago when I first came back to the United States. I got an email from a guy that said, you cannot imagine, he called me a jackboot Nazi, and he said, you cannot imagine how the American people hate people like you, and you know, I'm gonna show up and do you in, you know. I can't use the language that was used. And I went on the air and I read the email. I cleaned up the language and read the email, and I said, partner, right now I'm seated at, and I gave my address, and I said, if you think you're bad enough to do something, be here. Okay? So I mean, this guy's a cop, right?
Yeah.
Cops get threats. I'm used to threats, and I just don't buy that part of the story. I have to be honest with you, that part of the story, I don't buy. You know, if somebody threatens me, bring it on.
You'd have to look at yourself, though, Kevin, as a special breed. I mean, you've experienced a lot. You've been in some situations. This guy's like a Georgia cop. We don't know if he's like a local, you know.
Hey, I was a Louisiana deputy sheriff, and I got threats.
Yeah.
And my deal was the same then. You know, don't threaten me. If you got something to do, do it. Let's get it on and get it over with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting, yeah. Like you said, we just got to wait and see. But I do think it's... interesting that Biscardi is taking the whole kit and caboodle in his hands.
Yeah.
So if it falls apart, it's all on him, and he is done.
Yeah. And see, here's another thing. This is a cop that took a bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been bit, burned, beat, shot. And, you know, all that does is it makes you tougher.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. That part of the story... As for why the hoaxed video, I don't buy. But it could be true. But I just, as a cop, I got a problem with that. And look, there's cops listening, and some of you other cops, call in and tell me if you buy that part of the story.
Yeah. Well, hey, sir, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
No problem. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. I understand that. And, perhaps, you know, I don't know. Maybe other cops don't see it like I see it. But if you threaten me, you better be prepared to do your thing. It's really that simple. If you threaten me, you better be prepared to do your thing, because I'm not running. I'm here right now. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin Dave again from Michigan.
Yep.
I'm looking at the news here, and something just come up here. Bigfoot fails DNA test.
Okay.
One of the two samples of DNA said to prove the existence of the Bigfoot came from a human, and the other was 96% from an opossum. O-P-O-S-S-U-M, opossum.
All right. Now, I'm aware of that. Okay. I read that today, but now let me ask you to think about this. If the DNA samples were taken from the intestines, and by the way, let me go back to the pictures for just a moment. I don't know if you're watching.
Well, I don't have any video for some reason. I don't know what I did. I switched over to Vista.
Oh, there you go. There's your reason.
Okay.
It's demon-possessed. All right, but the photograph, if you're not too squeamish, shows some intestines exposed.
Where can I see that picture?
I don't know. You can. It's the picture of the thing laying in the freezer.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it shows some intestines exposed. Now, if they took the DNA from that, from the intestines, and if this thing had eaten a possum,
okay,
and it shows it's from a human, well, is that then saying that this thing in the box, this Bigfoot in the box, is human? And then the other sample shows possum. Okay, it's how much percent possum?
It says 96% from a possum.
Okay. Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? If it's from the intestines, and part of the DNA shows it's a human, and part of the DNA shows it's a possum, then if this thing ate a possum before it was attacked or died or whatever, that would explain that.
Why wouldn't they just clip off some hair? That's what I don't understand. Why wouldn't they just clip off some hair and say, here, while you're at it, take this hair too?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they did. Maybe that just hasn't come out yet.
Or maybe that's what turned out as human.
Could be.
Because this, you know, what if this thing is another branch of the human family?
Okay, but yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Biscardi said the DNA samples may not have been taken correctly.
Well, that's true, and we're going to get another shot at it with the scientific team next week and with the press present. We're into a break. Got to run.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. All right, we'll be back, folks, right after this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, your host, and let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ryan in Puget Sound.
Hello, Ryan.
I'd like to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to give yourself a round of applause here, please.
Oh, okay, let me do that. All right, there you go. All right.
Yeah, did I hear the last caller correctly that the DNA test said that it was 97% human?
No, it's human and 96% possum. Two separate DNA samples.
Now, if it turns out to be 97% human, what does that mean?
No, it is human, and the other DNA sample was 96% possum.
So can these individuals be facing criminal charges for having a dead corpse in their freezer for the past couple months?
No. No. If in fact there is a body there, and if it turns out that the DNA test shows that it is human, no one looking at that body would have assumed that it is human.
No.
So,
anyway, this is a very interesting situation. I'm kind of waiting like everybody else to see what happens. Anyways, I just wanted to call and tell you that your show's been doing really well, and I heard a caller earlier that was mentioning that he's willing to eat crow after this. I thought I'd mention that up here in this, where I live up here in the Puget Sound, there's plenty of crows up here. I got them all around my house up here, and every time I put the garbage out, they're pretty smart creatures, but you know, if anybody wants to eat a couple of them, they can come on over here now.
Would you believe I actually have?
Well, I think I lost my appetite after looking at all these autopsy photos and stuff.
There's not much I haven't eaten. I've eaten rat, I've eaten bat, I've eaten rattlesnake, I've eaten python. Monkey, just about anything you can imagine. Dog? I didn't know that's what it was when it was fed to me, but I found out later that's what it was.
Well, we eat mostly squirrel up here. Sometimes we eat I'm just joking around. Anyway.
Squirrels are good. You know, in Louisiana, they call them tree rats.
Hey, have you had any luck finding any work? Is you still getting settled down there or not?
Oh, finding work is not a problem, but out here in Arizona, finding reasonable pay. The employers out here are of the mindset that if they pay you $10 an hour, they're doing you a favor.
Well, good luck to you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, they've been in the sun way too long out here. It's the state with the big ditch, the Grand Canyon. Telephone number is 623-581-5148, or if you're a first-time caller, you can call us at 623-237-3814. Let me get that back up on the screen there for you. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix again. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, then a couple points if I can.
All right.
First of all, for those who may not know me, I don't want to come off like I'm a critic on everything. And it's just that, you know, because I'm very open to this and I've had enough experiences to know that anything and everything is possible. It's just that the more I experience, the more I remain cautious. And because I realize that there's just too much phony stuff coming forward, not only from people hoaxing, but people's overactive imagination. And everybody wants to be a part of the bandwagon these days, you know, and jump aboard and be involved in what's happening. And anyways, another one, the point I wanted to make also, too, I sent you in that email a quote from, you mentioned Jeffrey Meldrum. Well, he himself, in a quote, mentions that he finds this extremely skeptical.
Sure.
And so...
Well, he's a scientist.
Right. And you say, well, if this turns out to be a hoax, or if they perpetrated a hoax, well, this deputy's, his career is over. Well, he already perpetrated a hoax and was caught in it.
And well, and I said if he did that, he's finished now.
That was confirmed by not only what I told you, but a couple of your other callers. They told you.
But didn't you hear what I said about it? What I said when you mentioned it was, if he did that, his career's over now.
Okay, that's what I said. When you watch the video, you'll see that he did do that. That was a hoax, regardless of.
I don't doubt that. I'm saying if he did it, his career is over now.
And when I listened to that video, I did not buy that either, for as far as that death threats go. See, I've heard that stuff before. You know, that's over-exaggeration. That's a bull.
Okay, you publish on Alien Seeker News, you publish tons and tons and tons of heavyweight information about UFOs and extraterrestrials. Have you ever received a death threat?
No. That's ridiculous. You know, I'm not involved that deeply. Well, I have some deep inside information, but I don't believe, you know, there's that many death threats. Maybe somebody that's inside circles like Charles Hall or Clifford Stone. Maybe.
Yeah, but, you know, I've asked Charles Hall on this show if anybody's ever threatened him, and he said no.
Yeah, and I've never heard any of these whistleblowers coming forward. You know, they've been given kind of little stern warnings now and then, but they've never had death threats.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very, very, I'm more than skeptical about someone saying I had death threats over the fact that I have a Bigfoot body stored away somewhere. I'm more than skeptical. It could be true. But I am way more than skeptical of that, it's based on my lifelong experience as a cop. Okay, now if there was a threat, I think let's say that I'm the one that has the body stored away somewhere. Okay, let's say that people start showing up at my house and harassing my family. I'm a cop. I know how to handle this. It's real simple. Pal, you're under arrest.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'll remain open-minded to an extent, but right now I'm leaning towards this whole thing being a hoax, and
Might be.
Really don't think anything's going to come out of it. But like I said, we'll wait and see. You know, that's all we can do at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the way they came across so far with their hoaxing with their first video, these guys, to me, are not credible.
Well, we'll see. You know, if, as I said, if they were not offering something more next week with the press present and able to touch the body, able to see the body, touch it, photograph it, if they weren't offering that,
well,
then I would already be saying, okay.
I can offer the stars, but it's delivering what counts.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay. Take care, Kevin.
All right. All right, folks, if you'll look at your screen, please read everything that's there. All right, if this thing turns out to be a hoax, there are some of you who are going to say, I see, I told you so, Smith. Okay, I'm not saying it's not a hoax. I'm saying there's way too much on the line right now for us to make a decision. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that these guys have put it all on the line, and they're saying it's true. And this cop's career is on the line. Biscardi's reputation, he's finished if this is a hoax. If the body is not there when the press gets there, and if they can't touch it and photograph it and experience it, it's over for all these three guys completely. They're out of business. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Paul from New York.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm open to everything. I usually am. But in this instance, I don't buy this one bit. And I am a retired police officer. And him being a police officer and putting his career on the line...
First, let me ask you.
Do
you agree his career's on the line?
No, because he was injured in the line of duty. For all I know, he could have put his papers in, and he could be trying to get out on the line of duty injury.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that.
So maybe he has plans to do that. He could have put his papers in, and it won't affect anything. And it could be a money thing.
All right, now let me ask you, were you a police officer in New York?
New York City.
Okay. Now, I've worked overseas with a whole bunch of New York City cops. I haven't found a chicken yet. All right? So let me ask you, if someone threatened you, you're a cop, somebody says that if you don't show us that body, we're going to beat you up or whatever, would that make you go out and do a hoaxed video, or would you say, hey, pal, you got something to say, you got something to do, I'm standing here looking at you, go for it?
You know what, Kevin, over my career, I've been threatened. I was a narcotics detective. I've been threatened by, numerous, bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, people from even in my own family on certain family issues that threatened me. I said, you know where I live? You know where I am? I wasn't one of those cops who, was unlisted in the phone book. I was always listed.
Yeah.
I wasn't afraid of any lawyers. They want to come to my house. They want to contact me. They want to threaten me in any way. It never bothered me one bit, Kevin. Never one bit.
So you're like me. You don't buy that story.
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't either. Look, if this was not a cop, and he said, look, people have been coming to my house, and there have been threats against me, and I did that because I was afraid. I did that to throw people off. If that wasn't a cop, I might buy that story. But this is a cop, and, you're trained to handle people who do threats. You're trained to handle people that do more than threats.
Exactly. But, I believe, and I know you know about Loy Pye and his theory about that there are primates out there that, can explain some of the evolution going back to the hominoids, how they don't relate to us. And, but in this instance, this thing is a hoax. I'd want it to be a hoax, and I believe there are Bigfoots and other types of hominoids that Loy Pye talks about out there. But in this case, with this guy's character, having already, fooled us once, fool me twice and shame on me, I just...
Yeah, I do have to say this, because you've done this too. You've had informants that you really didn't trust, but they said, man, I guarantee you, I can take you right to this. And so, you have to say, all right, let's see.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of there with this thing, because they're saying, all right, next week we're going to have a scientific team in here. They're going to do the autopsy. The press can be present. They can see the body. They can touch the body. And I'm sort of now saying, okay, since they're offering that, all right, let's see.
Kevin, why didn't they offer that today? Why didn't they, play devil's advocate? Why didn't they have the body there today to show to the press? That was the impression I got when they made this statement about the press conference today. And I was watching it, and I'm saying to myself, where's the body?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the scientists that are going to confirm that this is something that we've never had before, that this is a different kind of species?
I think it's all highly suspicious. I think it's all highly suspicious.
Exactly. And,
Hey, do you want to hold on through the break?
No, it's okay. I just wanted to put my two cents in, because I know you wanted the cop to call and give their, opinion on what you had said. And I just, wanted to do that. So,
man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, there you have it. Another cop says, threaten me? That's my game. Welcome to my world. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
iPod? Get K-Pods, the Kevin Smith Show podcast, and take Kevin with you everywhere. Subscribe today at kevinsmithshow.com.
It's the Kevin Smith Show. I am your host, Kevin Smith, and it is Open Line Live tonight. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hello, Kevin. This is Steve from Texas.
Hi, Steve.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Now, are you Steve from Dallas or Steve from Fort Worth?
Yeah, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Yeah, Kevin, I wanted to just make a actually ask you for a request. This is a little bit off subject, but the International Space Station has been going on for like about 10 years now, and we always hear news about the space shuttle and the space shuttle program, but we never hear anything about what is going on inside this space station that has been orbiting the Earth for 10 years. And I was wondering, perhaps you could find somebody in that program and do an interview and enlighten us on what's where's all the billions of dollars that we've been spending on this program, and what has it been producing for the United States of America?
Yeah, I think that would be a good show, and I've made a note here to get in touch with NASA to see if we can also get someone to come on and talk about the International Space Station.
You know, it's been up there a long time, Kevin, and I haven't heard any news for 10 years, and I'm wondering, well, they gotta be doing something, and I want to make one comment about the Bigfoot thing, and that's that if whether these guys are telling the truth or whether they're making up a story, they for using a Texas term, they got cojones. And, I just want to end it with that and have a good night, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, I think that would be an excellent topic for a show. If we could get somebody from NASA to come on and talk to us about some of the science that's being done, or what are they doing on board? I will say that, you know, on NASA TV, you get to see some of that sometimes, but they don't really show you, you know, a lot of the experiments. They show them doing little press conferences from on board and that sort of thing. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Evening, Kevin. This is Kevin in North Carolina.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you tonight?
Outstanding.
I wanted to comment on last night's guest. I don't know if anybody else has. I missed the first part of the show. It sounds like Bigfoot's the issue of the night.
It's hot tonight, yeah.
I thought Clifford Stone was a great guest. Put me in the have him back check column, because I saw him in that Disclosure Project video from 2001 and was curious about him, so it was great to get to know about him.
All right.
My comment was, I thought something about his story that was very credible. Have you ever read Above Black about Dan Sherman?
Yeah.
Another controversial fellow. A lot of people think he's full of it. I have a relative that was in the military, and Dan Sherman's description of the way this layered onion things work, you get one job, but then you have another job.
Mm-hmm.
And that other job seems to override what the people in your quote-unquote legitimate job, you know, try to do for you. And that's exactly what Clifford was saying, you know, with his story about the way his commanding officers would try to do things and these black project folks would override it. I think that makes him sounding extremely credible, as well as the emotion that he displayed, you know, bringing up the memory. So I don't know if how everybody else took it on the plus and minus column, but my two cents is he sounds extremely credible to me.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that to me made him sound non-credible. Of course, he's talking. Here's the thing: he and others who have been in those situations are talking about a world that I have not experienced. And so, you know, they say that that's how it works, that's how it is. As far as I know, that's how it is. And I don't have any personal experience inside that world to be able to say, well, no, it doesn't work that way, it works this way. But he had the things that he talked about coincide with things that I've heard other guests talk about, and I would agree. Based on that, it sounds credible.
And like I said, the relative I had was in the military during the Vietnam era. He wasn't in Nam itself.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing for him. Now, this what his dealings wasn't with UFOs. It was more closer to, almost like the reverse of the remote viewing thing. It's more like he would go places and not know why he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come back and be debriefed by someone that he doesn't know, and when the debriefing was over, he would say, why was I telling that guy all that? But his official rate in the military was one thing, but yet he found himself doing other jobs, like running cryptographic circuits, you know, between one part of the world and the other, when, you know, his job was something totally unrelated. And he keeps saying he's going to write a book one day called Too Many Coincidences. Because it just seems like every time he made a move in his regular job in the military, here's these other folks always right there, right along, as if someone had kind of maneuvered him where they wanted him to go without him knowing it.
Yeah.
And that, again, that sounds exactly like what Sherman and Stone went through. So, anyway, have you ever had Dan Sherman on?
Tried.
He won't come on, huh?
No.
Too bad. I
said he's too busy to do interviews.
Oh, maybe too scared. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
And just as a side note, I cannot remember now the police officer's name down in Texas. I believe he's a Texas Ranger, actually. Maybe not, but. Some time ago, I tried to get him on, the guy that lifted the latent fingerprints of after a Bigfoot had sort of attacked a car.
Yeah.
And I tried to get him on, and I got in my email to him, I said, look, I'm a cop. I know how to ask the questions, and this is not something that's going to be embarrassing to you. And I got an email back that said this, and I quote, no thanks.
Yeah.
That was it.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know if I had an experience, something like that to me, I don't know that I would want to jump out and open myself up for public scrutiny. So that's why anytime anybody's willing to come on your show or any of these shows and talk about their experience, if they don't sound like somebody tooting a horn, then I really admire them for stepping up and telling their story, because they've got to be paying a price to do that.
Yeah, you pay a price. But, you know, only if you are not willing to bite back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm willing to bite back. And I've told this story before. I was still a international police commander. I was at a special July the 4th celebration dinner in the country where I was serving, and there were, you know, lots of high-ranking people and big wheels there, and this VIP, he was the vice president of a major government contractor, was seated across the table from me, and he looks across at me and he says, well, Smith, have you seen any little green men lately? And I said, no, but let me tell you what I have seen. He said, what? I said, I have seen American executives with their heads so far up there, they haven't seen sunlight for years. The table went silent. And then the ambassador started to laugh. And then everyone else laughed. I bite back.
Well, you have something, I won't say, because I know this goes over the radio, that you probably have larger ones than most people do.
If you're going to bite me, prepare to be bitten.
And I will say this. I worked EMS for a lot of years, but when I was in college, I took a job as a campus police officer. I think I lasted one semester. And I wasn't bad at it, don't get me wrong, but...
We're out of time, man. We're going to have to run.
I was just going to say, it's a job I admire, I wouldn't do. Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank
Bye.
You. All right, it's been fun, it's been real, and it has been real fun. I'm Kevin Smith. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. We'll be back on Monday on the other side of this weekend with more great shows here at the Kevin Smith Show. Coming up next on the Internet TV's channel is Spine Shake Theater. You want to be sure and stay tuned for that. Until next time, so long, everybody.